Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
And one thing I like about God is that he always tells us the beginning and the end. And he told us that we were going to go through things, right? What did he say? He said, we're going to go through things. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. It's all for his glory. It's going to be revealed in us. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 5:10. This blew my mind. I want you to really focus in on this verse. If you get this verse. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. But listen to this. Oh God, this is good. It says, but the God of all grace, not just some of it, all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory, by who? Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while. We're going to suffer, folks. He told you. So don't be caught off guard. Don't be surprised. Don't get bent out of shape, but simply trust in him. He said, while you suffered a little while. I tell you, when I was growing up, and you know, I used to hear Brother Thompson sing the song, Wait on the Brown. What's that old nut talking about? Boy, but the older I got, that weight began on the brow. But I can say, hey, but God, no matter what, he told us we were going to go through this. But he continues to say, he says, after that we have suffered a while, we'll make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. I don't know if you know about perfect, but perfect means being molded, being shaped, and being repaired. God is making us perfect. God, he is making us perfect in his image. And he's using trials and tests to let us see that I am God. I am who I said I am. Do you have full confidence in me? You know, my last name's Speller. I'm not a good speller. But I like English a little bit. One thing I like about God's word, you know, I started looking at this thing called conjunctions. Any kids in school know what a conjunction is? Hey, kids, raise your hand. Anybody know what a conjunction? All right, Keith, what is a conjunction? Talk to me later. What is a conjunction? A conjunction joins two words, right? Some of the conjunctions are this: and, but, or, nor, for, yet, so, also, because, since. I'm telling you, when humans use these conjunctions, it's normally the form of excuse. You know, I'll do this, but I'll do it so you will be happy. I'm only doing this because of. What a big difference that is. But when God uses a conjunction, what a difference it makes. I like what Job said. If we could call up Job, he would say, though he slay me, yet will I serve him. If you're going through the trials, are you still going to serve him? Or you just think Christian life is all peaches and cream. It's not peaches and cream. Remember, you call yourself a Christian. He's called you out for a particular purpose. You're on display to the world. They're looking at you. Are you making a difference? Do the world know that you're following Jesus? When trouble comes, you get bent out of shape and don't know where to go? Shame on you. When trouble comes, I'm going to trust in the Lord. No matter what I'm going through, but God will supply all my needs. He'll supply all your needs. I like it. We look at Corinthians chapter 4, 8 to 9. It says we're troubled on every side, not just one side. Every side we're troubled, but yet not in distress. Why? Because I know who my Redeemer is. I know where my strength comes. I know my strength comes from the hill which cometh my help. We're perplexed, but listen to this. But not in despair. So, Christians, we're going through stuff. We're going to be perplexed. We're going to be troubled. It says persecuted. Or anybody been persecuted? But yet, here's what God's word, but not forsaken. I don't know about you. The world like to throw you away when they use you up, squeeze everything they can. But God says, you're persecuted, but not forsaken. He won't forget you. Look, you're cast down, but not destroyed.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.